Hey, here's a fun game you can play at home while you listen to The Ron Van Dam Show. Do a shot of your favorite alcohol every time Ron sighs or makes a grumpy sound. No, hold on, I'm kidding. Please don't do that. You will die from alcohol poisoning. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
What are you doing here? Why did you come here today? What's your point? What's your deal? These are special moments, for no reason whatsoever, but they're still special moments. I'll be with you for the next half hour, and after that, you're on your own. Good luck. And may I say, before I start today's episode, you're looking very good today. What? Did you comb your hair? Did you shower? Oh my God, you're looking so good. And I say that not just to say nice things, but I'm saying it basically just to say nice things. Because when you do, people like you more. And that's what I found out. It's not like I was born yesterday. If I was born yesterday, I wouldn't be able to talk yet. This is the portion of the program where I play the theme music and I talk in the background and I say very quick, witty things. Are they quick? Yes. Are they witty? That's a matter of opinion. I could do this for hours, but then nobody would care anymore, so I'm going to stop it very, very soon. I have a show to do. I don't know why I'm talking behind music like this and wasting your time and mine both. All right, that's enough. What a horrible display of showmanship that was. At least I admit it. Come on. Yeah, at least I admit it. Well, how are you today? I don't think there's another talk show host on the planet. Wait, that's not the end of the sentence. I don't think there's another talk show host on the planet that actually says at the beginning of the show that they care about you and that you're looking good. Nobody lies to you like that, like I do. So I think it's pretty cool. I do. In the long run, it's pretty cool. Well, I have an interesting program today. In my estimation, I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. It's a topic that I believe is very important, but my beliefs are usually not aligned with yours in that regard. So forget what I just said. Today, I want to focus on the theme of this show that I've been doing for like 30 years on the radio has always been that there are so many things that make no sense. And I try to point them out. Now, this is like what most comedians do. They take your life and they point out the things that are weird, and that's supposed to be funny. So I get that. But I'm on a true mission here in order to change everybody, because I believe that humanity isn't pulling it off too well these days. So I'm trying to make tweaks and adjustments so that our lives can be better. You know, it's often said that in one's lifetime, if you can make things better than they were when you came into this lifetime, then you've had a successful life. Well, that's a bunch of shit. So I pretty much am just trying to straighten things out. Okay. Here we go. I noticed yesterday just how much time I waste on my cell phone. I was walking around an outside mall, which is pleasant. to some extent. If the weather's nice and outside, well, it's very pleasant. If it's cold and snowing, not so much. That's not the case right now. So I'm walking around this outside mall, and I pass what they called an Apple store. And you know what? And to much of my surprise, they didn't sell any apples in there. I thought I would walk into this Apple store and they'd have Macintoshes, which they actually do, but not in the way you think. Cortland apples, delicious apples. Who came up with that? How is that a type of apple? What do you want to call this type of apple here? I don't know, but it's delicious. Let's call it that. Well, that means the other apples aren't delicious? That's a problem. But they call it a delicious apple anyway. What kind of apple do you like? The kind that are delicious. You don't like the rotten ones? No, just the delicious ones. That's actually a type of apple. Did you know that? No? Yeah, it is. I saw, all type of apples, but there's no apples in there at all. They're actually phones and tablets and computers. Those are apples? Yeah, it's a brand. Somebody had a brand of technology and decided to call it an apple. I don't know. Maybe it was a stupid person. Look at these computers and these technological machines. What should we call them? Call them apples. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the hell. You sure you don't want to call them macaronis? No, no. You want to call them pencils? No, 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 no. You want to call them assholes? No, maybe, but no. You want to call them apples? Yeah, what the hell, no. Just call it an apple. That's how they named the whole thing. I noticed when I walked into the Apple store, where there are no apples, there were two security guards. Ooh, these must be special apples. And I saw all the people standing there, and it's very brightly lit, like it's some type of foreign, in-the-future kind of establishment. And all the people in there look like they're weird. I don't know how to put it tastefully. They just look weird. They're people from all walks of life, but they're the weird ones from all walks of life. It's just, I can't put my finger on them. Actually, you're not supposed to touch them. Don't put your finger on them. Don't walk around touching people. You can't quite put your finger on them. But they're walking around and they're looking at stuff, and I don't know why. And they have on display all these phones and all these technological machines. And I'm thinking, like, these people are obsessed. These people are obsessed. That's what's make them, it's that they're obsessed. If you look into the eyes of the people standing in the Apple store, they look like they are obsessed and possessed at the same time. All the zest things. There's some kind of gaze in their eyes. It looks like they have been somehow affected by a cult. I mean, I will go now. I will look at this. I will follow you. It's very, very scary. And then I realized just how we cannot do this anymore. We're too obsessed. Our entire lives are based on this little phone. And then I said to myself, was there a time, Ron, when you actually enjoyed having a cell phone, where it wasn't an implement of necessary life, but you just enjoyed having it? And yes, there was. When the phones were huge. I thought that was wonderful. I got the biggest cell phone I could find. As long as it fit in my pocket, or ladies, it would fit in your purse, or ladies, your breasts were large enough that it would fit in your bra. By the way, don't put a device that receives signals from a cell tower next to your boobs. Not the smartest thing. And guys, when you put your cell phone in your pocket, It's probably about, I would say, 2 inches from your penis, depending on the size. These probably are not great ideas. Nonetheless, we do it anyway because we don't care anymore. I don't care. It's a cell phone. Leave me alone. Don't tell me what to do. I enjoyed the large size cell phones. I think they were like 10-inch screens or something. And maybe that was too big, but they were like 9-inch screens. And I could actually see the stuff that was on the screen. Now, I'm not that old, but I do know that when I'm looking at my cell phone, I'm somewhat squinting. I'm looking at a lot of information coming up, including videos, in a very small, tiny size. And I think we've gone a little too far with the tiny stuff that we have to look at and actually gain information from. The screens have to be large. I enjoyed the large screen. I thought that was so freaking cool. It's like walking around with a TV or a full-size IBM computer. But no, now they're so small. Everything's so small. I have friends, not the end of the sentence. I have friends that have the Apple Watch. It's a watch with an apple. Anytime you're hungry, you take a bite out of it. The Apple Watch, you wear it on your wrist. What could be smaller? And you want it to be small. You don't want a gigantic screen on your wrist. So they make it as small as possible. And it doesn't only tell you the time, which it sometimes does, but you can get messages. You can take your pulse. You can eat it. I don't know. There's a lot going on with those little wristwatches. But they're very, very small. I want and I say this every once in a while. I know they listen to the show. Somebody in technology is listening to this show. Make a large screen one just for those of us that want it. Stop making them so small. I want the biggest screen I can fit in my pants. And it's not because I'm older and eyesight might be a bit more strenuous these days, because I see half the population of the United States wearing eyeglasses anyway, and those that aren't wearing eyeglasses probably wearing contacts, so I can't tell how bad their eyesight really is. But you're making it worse on everybody. We're straining to look at things all of our lives. And if we don't strain to look at things, then we can't get the information that we're supposed to get. You can't even get into a theater without straining your eyes or that kind of thing, without using your little cell phone thing. Yeah, do you have your ticket? Hold on, wait a minute. Somewhere on my cell phone, I don't. Here, I have a ticket that printed out. Nope, don't want a printed ticket. It has to be on your cell phone, and it has to be an active scanning UPC code. Otherwise, you can't come in. What? When did this start? Leave me alone. Stop bothering me. Life has become tougher, not easier. It's tougher. Granted, the easiest thing about technology today is taking that little credit card and tapping it. Sometimes you don't even have to touch the little device there. You just wave the card near the device. Okay, now get the hell out of here with your merchandise. Do you want a receipt? No, I don't care. It's probably wrong anyway. And that's it. And when your credit card statement comes, I don't know what to do with it. Do we mail it? No, we don't do mail anymore. What do? You tap it. Just tap it on your face and you'll be fine. The one place that they don't have technology is in a strip club. I don't know. I've been told. So if there's a girl on stage and you want to tip her, you don't throw a dollar bill at her. You just tap her her midsection. Tap her crotch. And do you want a receipt? No, Trixie. It's fine. How much did you tap me for? I tapped you $10. Thank you. This is crazy, man. It's crazy. We don't have any flying cars yet. When I was younger, there was a cartoon show called The Jetsons, and there were flying cars in it. And there was a flying DeLorean in Back to the Future. We don't have flying cars. We can't even do the cars on the land much. You know, we can't. We don't get that down good. Can you imagine if you had an auto accident half a mile up in the air? It wouldn't be a fender bender. You plummet to the earth and you die. Maybe that's why we don't have flying cars. Where do you put the traffic light? I mean, I just don't see that ever happening. But a lot of those shows back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s talked about how the future would be different, and there'd be all these inventions and things like that. The one television character that turned out to be extremely accurate was a comic strip. Way, way back before they even had people. And the comic strip was Dick Tracy. He was a detective with a huge chin. And I don't know why the chin, maybe it was a phallic symbol for something else. I don't know. But Dick Tracy was a very well-dressed detective in the comics. Had a huge chin. And he had a wristwatch that he could talk to. It was a phone. And Dick Tracy would talk into his wrist device, and they would talk back to him. Oh, my God. And everybody thought, well, that ain't going to happen. It did. These so-called friends, which they kind of are, when they have the Apple Watch, it immediately reminds me of this comic strip when I was growing up called Dick Tracy. Why am I having trouble talking all of a sudden? Yeah, it actually came true. Other than that, that's it. That and the robot vacuum cleaner, which is still a stupid concept. Yeah, they call it the Roomba vacuum cleaner. It's a big freaking disc. For some reason, it's round, yet the corners of all my rooms are square, so figure that out. That was one of the basic things I learned as a child. You can't take a square peg and fit it into a round hole and vice versa. But for some reason, the Roomba vacuum cleaner, they said, screw it, I don't care about that. I don't have one. I know people that do. I don't really think their houses are any cleaner than anybody else's, but freaks out the animals. That is also a robot. That's a robot. So that's okay. Anyway, I'm talking about cell phones today. Yes, a cell phone company, I don't care who you are, Samsung, Apple, whatever, give me a large screen cell phone, please. I would appreciate it, and I think there's a good chunk of the population of the world that would also love that. Again, small enough to fit in your pocket or your purse or your bra, but large enough to be able to actually see nicer, to be able to see better. I think that would also be very nice. I just recently found out that cell phones, actually, you can make telephone calls on them. No kidding. Seriously, I thought they were just apps to get you into places. No. You can also make phone calls. Oh, we don't do that. We text. We don't talk to people anymore. All right. That I get. That part I'm down with. You mean I can communicate somebody and not have to actually hear their voice whining in my ear, droning on and on? Yes, it's called texting. Because you don't, in texting, you don't do like long letters. Some people do, and you know these are the people that don't shut up in real life. Texting is supposed to be just quick little, get the information out, give me what I want to know, and get the hell out of my face. I like that. That's not a bad one. I have a landline. I have a telephone in my house that is not connected to Wi-Fi. You plug it in. It's wireless, but the base has to be plugged in, so it's a landline. It makes me sound like I'm an old sea captain.
I remember, Johnny. I had a landline. When we hit land, I'm going to contact my family and tell them that I'm doing well. Coming back from the seas, the high seas. I see landline.
Why don't you just call them on yourself?
No, landline. When I reach land, I will tell everybody about my adventures at sea.
So I have a landline. My landline is really only good for one thing, and that's to get spam calls. Other than that, I really don't know. I also have a cell phone. I do spend a lot of time looking at it, especially when I have nothing else to do and I'm sitting alone waiting for something to happen. I'll pull out my cell phone and try to occupy my mind. I don't know. I don't know. I'm stuck in your world. I mean, what am I supposed to do? You've stuck me in your world. I've got to comply. I have no choice. I spent so many years struggling with people saying, why are you changing things? Why is everything so different now? Now I just shut up. You know, okay, it's different. I have to go along with it. I mean, obviously, this technology is not trying to, it's trying to help me. It's not trying to destroy me, even though it's annoying the hell out of me. Because I'm not used to it. I didn't spend most of my life with all these things. So I have to actually conform, not them. I get it. I understand. It's a bitch getting older. I watched the Grammy Awards sometime this year, previous, whatever, a couple of months ago, last month, last week, I have no idea. And they were rattling off at the beginning. So, welcome to the 97th Grammy Awards. With the stars, with the performers, and they listed about 20 performers that were going to be on the Grammy Awards. I didn't know any of them. Maybe I knew one or two. Other than that, I didn't know anybody. What happened? What happened? Did I pass out like for 10 years and then awoken to like, where am I? What's going on? Who are these people? I don't know. It feels like that. Anyway. My guest will be joining us shortly about distracted driving. Are you distracted? I think you are. I believe you are. We don't even realize it how distracted we actually are. But first, we're going to do a commercial break because someone's got to pay for this, and obviously it's quite obvious that you're not going to do it. So, hey, what's for dinner?
Looking to try somewhere new for dinner tonight? Come to that bar near your house. With a new chef out on work release, ready to tempt your taste buds with delicious specials. Start off with deep-fried meat and cheese things. Crispy on the outside and nearly warm on the inside. With a house-made dipping sauce that's almost certainly just mayonnaise and ketchup. How about a pepperoni pizza served hot and fresh out of the supermarket? Or the big quarter-pound hamburger cooked just the way you like it, as long as the way you like it is well done or inedibly raw. Order a local craft beer from a wide selection that includes IPAs. IPAs, and of course, IPAs. And when you're ready for dessert, the bartender can point you to some place that actually does that kind of thing. Ready for dinner? Head to that bar near your house. Not too far to drive, just a little too far to walk. We'll see you there.
Ryan McMahon joins us. He's Senior Vice President of Strategy and Corporate Development at Cambridge Mobile Telematics. And Robert Passmore, Department Vice President, Personal Lines, American Property Casualty Insurance Association. We've talked to him before, I believe. And we're talking about, the cost of distracted driving, not just in the lives of other people, but insurance-wise, too, and car accidents. Just a mess. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to be here.
Is this a situation that's getting a little bit better or a little bit worse?
It depends on how far back you look. Okay. But we were actually making good trends before 2020, where we started to see, at the beginning of 2020, we started to see safety increase on the roads. And then the pandemic threw everything for a loop. A number of states, including Massachusetts, passed hands-free bills, and we started to see that decline, but then the pandemic threw everything back where risk increased on the roads. And one of the nice things that we have seen just recently is we've seen that these laws, like the ones in Massachusetts, are having an effect and are starting to roll back the clock with the amount of time that people are using their phones behind the wheel. But we still have a long way to go.
Yeah. Would you find this more prevalent in progressive states like Massachusetts, California, New York, that kind of thing?
I don't think so. Last year, 4 states passed hands-free laws. Mm-hmm. Alabama, Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio. I think really what it comes down to when you look at the laws themselves, I don't think that people have realized how significant an issue distracted driving was because the data wasn't there. Yeah. So if you go back and look at the data, the official statistics, it's a hard element to decipher the cause of that crash.
Yeah.
And, you know, over time, if you're a lawmaker, you're in a position to try to make decisions on where to put time and energy and resources. The data just wasn't there to support it at large scale until the last few years.
Yeah, I agree with Ryan that, you know, a lot of things changed after the pandemic, and one of the things that changed for the worse is our overall driving habits, and distracted driving is the prime example of that. But we've also seen a lot of other studies and hard numbers starting to come out about, you know, other deteriorating driving habits, you know, speeding, driving through red lights, and of course, distracted driving have all been sort of leading the way.
Yeah.
And that led to, you know, resulted in an increase in fatalities over the last couple of years, when we had seen that decreasing for decades
before. Yeah. You know, I would assume eating and drinking coffee and that kind of thing used to be the problem in the car. Also, reading maps, you know, you'd open up a map book or look at instructions. I mean, so there was always distracted driving, but now it's the cell phone thing. Would you consider that to be the major problem right now?
Yeah, I think that's something that really changed. You're absolutely right that, you know, it's not just the cell phone that is distraction, and it could be anything. You know, we've all seen crazy things, shaving and reading books and
makeup,
all kinds of things like that.
But
the device, the device is sort of designed to have you interact with it.
Yeah.
And that it's proven difficult to resist that, to resist its allure. And, and when we've really seen an explosion in distracted driving since the advent of the smartphone over the last, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, also a decrease in the morals of society. But anyway, that's besides the point. Bob, would now let's shift to the results of this kind of activity, and that's insurance costs going up, and we're all looking for things to go down. There seem to be reasons for insurance costs to go up.
Well, the cost of, you know, the primary driver of what we all pay for auto insurance is the number of claims and the cost of those claims. Yeah. And when the cost of the things that auto insurance pays for goes up, there's really only one thing that can happen. And, you know, we've all seen the impact of inflation over the last few years.
Yep.
That has started to ease overall, but the cost of things that auto insurance pays for, like auto repairs, and injured, and the cost of treating injuries continues to go up. For example, the cost of overall auto repair has gone up by about 21% in recent years.
Yep.
Cost of parts has gone up 40%.
Yep.
Our cars are more sophisticated than ever before. There's a lot more technology in it. That means it takes longer to repair, and it's more costly to repair those things. So
Bob,
all that has resulted in...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, more cars on the road than ever? Is that also a factor?
Well, I don't know that there's more cars on the road than ever.
Looks like
we saw a big dip in the number of vehicle miles traveled after the pandemic, but we're just about back to where we were.
Yeah.
But I think you couple two things. Number one, the cost of repairing vehicles and treating, you know, injuries of those injured, and... deterioration in overall driving habits, and distracted driving, as Ryan will tell you, is the tip, is sort of the prime example. But we've also seen increases in speeding and red light running, all those kinds of things.
There's
a number of reports out there that sort of put some hard numbers to those things.
And I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's because we're all too frustrated and we're all just getting too nuts here with everything going on in the world. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
You would also think that with the cell phones, most cars now that are produced, you get it through your speaker system in your dashboard in your car. You don't have to hold up the cell phone and dial and all that stuff. But I mean, you know, I would have thought I was getting less, but I guess people are still using that little thing up to their ear.
I don't think it's just that use, though. I think that what people have done in the last few years is started to use their mobile devices for banking.
Yeah.
They use their mobile devices for work. Mobile devices to book a flight. Everything is on your cell phone, and that's really what happened. And the number one thing that I would tell people is they should think about this. If they pick up their phone while they're behind the wheel, they're increasing their crash risk 300%.
No kidding.
And when you look at all the crashes that we observe, and we have, you know, about 37 million drivers that we have assessed their individual risk, 34% of the crashes that we observe, a driver's phone is in their hand a minute before the crash occurs.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there are a couple of websites we can go to get more information. Tell me what they are.
You can visit cmt.ai to learn more about how to save money on insurance through using safe driver discounts.
And more about auto safety in general and all kinds of things related to insurance at apci.org. You can also go to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety at iihs.org. Lots of good auto safety information there, too.
Perfect. Running short of time, I could talk to you forever, but I can't do that. But thanks for the information. It's extremely important for people to hear you. Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode. But until that time arrives, I wish you peace.